Patrick, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you. And this binary garden is entirely LGBTQ, and it's run in collaboration with Q's Youth Forum. Perhaps you could start by telling listeners just exactly what that means.
Well, the Youth Forum meet regularly here at Q, and we run workshops with them. So I've run a series of workshops which have we've collaborated on the design for the garden, and we've explored lots of exciting plants together, and I've been showing them how to design stuff in a space, and we've been exploring the ways that plants have been categorized and described in human terms and how that could be rethought a little bit.
And could you describe some of the plants here?
Yeah, I've got some lovely Oreopanax, which are from Guatemala, and they're very interesting featured plant because they have very interesting gender components. You can see male and female and hermaphroditic flower components all in one flower. I've got some rowan trees, which can clone themselves in their berries. I've got some cycads, which are one of the first plants that we know of that is pollinated by another vector, in this case a beetle. We've got some what else have we got? We've got the Three Sisters, which is the crops, where we've an indigenous farming technique of beans, corn and squash, which all work together with supporting one another in the way that they grow.
And I'm not sure whether plants are more complex, actually, than humans. I mean, some flowering plants have flowers of both stamens and the stigma, and the male and the female parts of the flower, yet others have male and female individuals that grow on one type of flower. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
It is, and I think we're taught at school about male and female parts of the flower, and this has traces back to Linnaeus, who introduced his taxonomic system and talked about the bride and groom. However, if we look a little bit in more detail, you will find that there are so many variations in, if we're going to use gender as a way of describing plants, then there's a lot of diversity there. Plants that can change sex, there are plants that have got all sorts of different gender components.
And there's a definite link between colour and queerness in nature. And most of us love colour, I certainly do, but the direct correlation with plants and fungi in nature is more tangible. Would you agree with this?
Well, I've tried to make a little bit more of a muted garden. I've tried to be a little bit restrained in how much colour I'm putting in, because I find lots of colour sometimes goes into LGBT projects, sometimes a little too much. So I've tried to make it a little bit more relaxing to look at. However, there is lots of interesting colour out in... You're right, there is lots of interesting queer colour out there. I don't know how else to answer that, really.
That's quite all right. And I gather there are workshops and things. Could you just describe a little bit about what's going on around this exhibition?
Yeah, the workshops are with the Youth Forum. We've worked with them to explore design ideas, a history of how plants have been categorized, and then to explore find some really exciting plants for them to choose and I can include in the exhibition. So I've really tried to use their ideas as much as possible on how we carve up the space, what plants to feature, and what fun facts people can take away once they come to the space.
Thank you very much.